DeepEnglish.com.
Keep Hope Alive, Active Speaking, Part B. Ortiz's celebration was short-lived. Was Ortiz's celebration long-lived? No, Ortiz's celebration wasn't long-lived, it was short-lived. Soon after his ad aired, FARC, who were heavily involved in the drug trade, began to threaten his life. Were FARC heavily involved in the drug trade? Yes, FARC were heavily involved in the drug trade. Who did they begin to threaten? They began to threaten Ortiz. Ortiz bought a bulletproof car to protect his family, but the threats continued. What did Ortiz buy to protect his family? Ortiz bought a bulletproof car to protect his family. Did the threats continue? Yes, the threats continued. To escape the FARC, Ortiz ended up moving to New York with his family. Where did Ortiz end up moving to escape the FARC? Ortiz ended up moving to New York to escape the FARC. Ortiz finally felt safe again, but he never forgot what the FARC had put his family through. What did Ortiz never forget? He never forgot what the FARC had put his family through. His unwavering contempt for the FARC combined with his abundance of ingenious ideas made him the go-to guy for the Colombian Army's strangest requests in their battle against the rebel guerrilla group. Who had unwavering contempt for the FARC? Ortiz had unwavering contempt for the FARC. Was Ortiz the go-to guy for the Colombian Army's strangest requests? Yes, Ortiz was the go-to guy for the Colombian Army's strangest requests. One time, the Colombian Army asked him for a way to persuade female FARC members to rejoin normal society. What did they want to persuade female FARC members to do? They wanted to persuade female FARC members to rejoin normal society. Ortiz came up with a plan to make them think about motherhood and what kind of life they were missing by rejecting society and living in the jungle. Did Ortiz want them to think about motherhood? Yes, he wanted them to think about motherhood. What else did he want them to think about? He wanted them to think about what kind of life they were missing by rejecting society and living in the jungle. Following Ortiz's plan, the army dropped 7 million baby pacifiers over the jungle with messages encouraging women guerrillas to rejoin society. What did the army drop over the jungle? The army dropped 7 million baby pacifiers over the jungle. What messages did they drop with the pacifiers? They dropped messages encouraging women guerrillas to rejoin society. During Christmas time, Ortiz told the army to put Christmas trees up that would be visible to FARC, again in an attempt to make the rebels think about what they were missing out on. Did he tell the army to put Christmas trees up? Yes, he told the army to put Christmas trees up. What did he want the rebels to think about? He wanted the rebels to think about what they were missing out on. He also orchestrated a mission that sent soccer balls floating down a river to FARC with messages of peace written on them. What was sent floating down a river to FARC? Soccer balls were sent floating down a river to FARC. What kind of messages were written on the soccer balls? Messages of peace were written on the soccer balls. Ortiz had definitely created his fair share of creative solutions to fight FARC, but this mission was different. The stakes were higher. Was this mission different? Yes, this mission was different. How was it different? The stakes were higher. Colonel Jose Espejo was planning rescue missions, and he needed a way to tell the hostages to not give up hope and to be prepared. Who was planning rescue missions? Colonel Jose Espejo was planning rescue missions. What did he need to tell the hostages? He needed to tell the hostages to not give up hope and to be prepared. FARC always killed hostages at the first sight of military intervention, so the hostages needed to know that they had not been forgotten and to be ready for rescue. What did FARC always do at the first sight of military intervention? FARC always killed hostages at the first sight of military intervention. They knew it would be difficult, if not impossible, to send a message that could be received by the hostages, but wouldn't be received by FARC. What would be difficult to do? It would be difficult to send a message that could be received by the hostages, but wouldn't be received by FARC. Ortiz suggested using the radio to hide a message. What did Ortiz suggest? Ortiz suggested using the radio to hide a message. The FARC were radio fans and often listened to it during long hikes and during downtime. Who were radio fans? The FARC were radio fans. When did the FARC listen to the radio? They listened to the radio during long hikes and during downtime. Soon after Ortiz's suggestion, the Eureka moment followed. Another member of the team suggested using Morse code. What followed Ortiz's suggestion? The Eureka moment followed Ortiz's suggestion. What did another team member suggest? Another team member suggested using Morse code.